This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, to Joe Shane, you mentioned earlier, and if you're just tuning in, Joe Shane is returning as general manager of the New York Giants. It felt like over the last week or two, that was inevitable. I do take an L on that, by the way, and I'm open and honest about it. I remember back in October, November, when Brian Daboll got fired, and it was initially reported that Joe Shane would lead the coaching search. My initial reaction was, I don't believe that. Let's see what happens the rest of the way. I could see a world where if things end badly for the Giants, ownership says, you know what, let's blow the whole thing up. And I genuinely have to take an L because I don't think things went very well. They obviously lost a lot of games before they won the final two games of the season. So I guess the Giants were pretty set that Joe Shane was going to keep the job.
Yeah.
I am more anti-Shane than you, but I'll meet you in the middle on this on why I think it can be a good thing. If this coaching search ends with someone with experience, if it ends with a Mike Tomlin, a John Harbaugh, a Mike McCarthy, a Kevin Stefanski, and we'll spend more time on those guys a little bit later on, I would almost envision, Teak, that that head coach is going to have so much say that Joe Shane's role is just a little limited.
Yeah.
And I'd have less of a problem with that.
Yeah, but I also think that what Joe and really any general manager is supposed to do is identify talent. So there's a massive scouting department. We don't see most of them, but there's a ton of scouts that are out everywhere. And they put reports together. They look for good talent. They try to get the inside story so they understand what kind of kid this guy is. Does he really have a desire to be great? Is he smart? Like all those things. And then you have these massive reports, and they all funnel up to the general manager. And then the general manager is making recommendations, especially when they're big, you know, decisions like quarterbacks or offensive tackles, left tackles, et cetera. And so his job, even if it is diminished, is still hugely important, right? And so, yes, you get a head coach, but a head coach like Andy Reid, for instance, when he was in Philly, and probably even now, even though I know Veach does a lot out there in Kansas City, like, he doesn't have the time to manage the scouting department. He doesn't have the time to, you know, go scout. Joe Shane's on the road every week.
No, but doesn't that guy have final say on the players that they end up signing?
I think now, yes, the GM does. In some cases, I think the head coach ultimately does.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That if they bring in that veteran head coach, you're right, Joe Shane will run the day-to-day operations, but ultimately the big decisions that need to be made, and the Giants have some pretty big decisions to be made. They may not seem sexy like picking a future quarterback, but Jermaine Illuminor, and if they should pay him or not, is a pretty big freaking decision. And I think ultimately that's going to come down to the head coach if the head coach is a man with experience and a resume.
Yeah.
And I just view this as best as I can as an IFO in that I don't think Joe Shane's done a very good job. And a couple of weeks ago, we laid out our grades. My grades were much tougher than you. Okay, we disagree.
Right.
But I'm more okay with it and him coming back if I'm bringing in that veteran head coach where I think more is going to be on their plate.
I think that the challenge for me with negatively evaluating Joe Shane is that I think he's done a good job of bringing good talent here. And the reason that they're losing is not the talent. Yeah, people can throw out the Evan Neal draft pick, the Deontay Banks. You missed it last week, but I went on this little little tangent about Deontay Banks.
I love Tiki tirades, by the way.
Right. It wasn't a tirade. It was more like I'm fearful that he is an immature kid, even at 24, and is going to go someplace else and be amazing.
Yeah.
I fear that.
You have to live with that, though, because it ain't happening.
You're right.
Here.
You're right. He's a glorified kick returner right now.
Yeah.
And so that's really all he does well. And so my point is, Joe Shane has brought good talent. The reason they were losing games wasn't the talent. They were losing games because of coaching decisions. And this season is exemplified in one play for me. It's 3rd and 5. With 6 minutes to go against the Denver Broncos. And you throw the freaking ball, run it. They're using timeouts. Well, and so, like, that moment, that decision changed the season. If they win that game, they're all of a sudden 3-4, right? Because they've already beaten the Eagles. They beat the Chargers, right? They're beating some of the best teams in football. And who knows where the season goes?
No, I think you're right. And I want to say this very nicely to you and Sean, because, you know, I have nothing but respect for you. But I run to the same problem that when I talk about my teams, I'm very emotional. And sometimes it's better to hear the voice of someone who's independent minded. Sometimes your opinion on the Mets and the Jets, it's just more clear than my opinion. And so no matter what you guys say, and I think both of you are very fair, people are going to look at Sean Morash as he's positive Giant fan who's going to spin everything, and they're going to look at Tiki as the Giant legend. Everything's great with the world.
Interesting.
I'm going to tell you
I'm as critical as anybody.
I know. It's not fair, and I'm critical too with the Mets, but it's just the world we live in.
Just for the record, before you paint me in a picture, I'm absolutely disgusted at the idea that Joe Shane's returning, for the record.
Yeah, but you're overall optimistic about the future.
Less today.
Interesting. Mm. All right. Well, I was just trying to build up to my opinion matters so much, but clearly it's not going to work. I was going to tell you, as an independent football observer, as someone that thought the Giants were going to have a bad season, and you said, you're a troll, you're so negative, I feel really good about the future of the New York Giants. And I say that without the emotion that's attached to it. I genuinely do, because now that the season is over and I'm looking back at these 17 games, I see a roster that's close.
Right.
I see a team, and the reason I'm bringing this up now is you brought up the Denver game. These games should have been won.
Yeah.
With proper coaching, they win those games. I really believe in your quarterback. And, oh, by the way, you have a top draft pick. So I look at your franchise, and I'm trying not to, like, use the Jets as well. They suck so much. Everything looks better. And I genuinely look at the Giants and say, wow, they really are tailor-made to be the New England Patriots of 2026 or even the Carolina Panthers of 2026 or any other team that seemed to come out of nowhere. I feel good about your team. I don't think you're that far away. So all I was trying to do is say, Sean and Tiki, you're probably pretty biased, and I'm just being honest.
But here's why I'm disgusted by this whole situation, because the more I think about it, if you are right, if everybody's right that he has built a good enough roster to compete, and we've had the quarterback be blamed, now we've had the coach be blamed, this is where it's almost unfair. Whoever the new head coach that gets hired, doesn't it kind of feel like there should be some sort of playoff mandate for Joe Shane this year? Because if you've really built a good enough roster and you get to whatever, year 5, year 6, now I've lost count of how many years, at some point, the blame has to stop being spun around. If you switch the head coach and the roster is good enough, you should be a playoff team.
I would say, what's his contract situation is, this is it.
He's going to be a lame duck. So are they going to extend him?
Next year, meaning 2026 is his last season.
Correct.
Right. So that makes it difficult.
Okay. And then if you hire
It almost becomes a playoff mandate, even without saying it's a playoff mandate.
And if you're the new head coach, now you're living through this. And now, look, if they hire the right head coach, nobody's going to care. I understand that. So now you're going to bring in a new GM that now the coach is picking.
Right.
The Giants constantly find themselves not properly aligned between coach, quarterback, and GM, and it becomes so frustrating.
It's interesting. It's almost like you need an outside voice to direct it.
Because
Sean and I have been talking, off air about Matt Ryan. So Matt Ryan apparently is leaving CBS Sports and he's going to take a job with the Atlanta Falcons as the vice president of football operations.
And as we know, Atlanta has blown it up.
Yes,
today.
Fontenot is gone, the general manager. Raheem Morris got fired after winning four games in a row to end the season.
8-9 in back-to-back years.
But they want to strip it down and and they have a good group of talented players.
Dude, if they win the Jet game, they win the division.
Dude, it's the reason.
And they should have won the Jet game.
Think about that. Think about that.
I know. I thought a lot about it
yesterday. They won four games in a row after losing to the Jets. If they beat the Jets, they are representing the NFC South in the playoffs.
Only the results were different. But then again, Spence was so happy with that game-winning field goal.
But my point is, what the Falcons are doing is it's not unique because John Elway did this in Denver. Obviously, Tom Brady is doing this kind of straddling two jobs, making whatever he's making for Fox. And then... And working for the Raiders as well, and
10% owner,
right? But it's almost becoming, I think, necessary for some of these organizations, football teams, to find talent. They're talented players who are fully committed. They don't have any other agenda. It's not like, oh yeah, this is a good job for me. I'm making a couple $1 million. They're committed to making the organization be great. And they're getting hired because they bring an independent, even though it's kind of biased, voice to the owner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an interesting little twist that's starting to happen with some of these former players for some of these great organizations.
If I could advise John Mara, I would create a panel because I don't like one person. It's too dictatorship-like.
Right.
I need a democracy. So here's my democracy. Michael Strahan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Eli Manning and Tiki Barber.
I like it.
And the three of those guys go in a room and say, all right, what do you want to do? Let's build this team up.
Right, who do you like?
And you guys are all very different. Like, it's perfect. It's a perfect dichotomy.
Yeah.
Dichotomy.
And you allow Carl Banks to be like the treasurer. He gets to fight with everybody online about what's going on. We have a statement from John Mara and Steve Tisch on the ending of the season.
Let's hear it.
The 2025 season has been deeply disappointing, and the results on the field have not lived up to the standard this organization and our fans expect. As previously stated, Joe Shane will remain our general manager and continue to lead our football operations and the search for our next head coach. Continuity and stability in the front office is important to our progress. We believe in our young core of talent, which we can build around for future success.
Floor is yours. Go to town, Sean, because you don't want this. You're very upset about this. I think you represent a good amount of Giant fans.
Man, I'm all about continuity and stability, but like how many years is too many years? And I do believe in the young core of talent. But again, if you think that we have a young core of talent that we could build around future success, this can't take another 2 years to build. The head coach that gets hired plus the tinkering the offseason, that better be it for this team to go out there and compete, because there's no reason that we should have lived through a 4-3 win season back to back and have that be good enough of a roster of talent without the right head coach being in place.
This is why, in my opinion, it is a must that it's a veteran head coach.
Yeah.
It's a must.
Yeah, you don't have the room to figure it out, for him to figure it out. And it's figuring out a lot of things. Obviously, the machinations of practice and schedule and all that, that's one thing. But you can't figure out how to manage people. You got to know how to do that.
Right.
Because that's what a head coach is doing. Individually affecting every player so that they are motivated to be their best. That's what a head coach does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just, well, I'm used to talking to the wide receiver room, or I'm maybe used to talking to the offense, but not the whole team. Yeah, that's a little daunting for me. I mean, it's going to take me some. You can't have that. You got to have somebody that walks in, knows exactly what their plan is, and follows it to a T.
And I agree with that. The other reason I'd have that is you keep bringing up a playoff mandate. I don't know if it's a playoff mandate. I'll call it something else. I'll call it a you better be freaking good mandate.
Yeah.
Like, you better be a good football. Because, look, the NFL's a weird place. We just saw the Baltimore Ravens miss the playoffs on a missed kick by a 44-yard field goal by a rookie kicker who hadn't missed any field goals short of 50 yards all year long.
Right.
Football's weird. We saw Matt Castle and the Patriots win 11 games and not make the playoffs in 2008. So right. I wouldn't make it definitive playoffs or bust, but I'd say they better be good.
Did I tell you I hate rookies?
Yeah.
You do hate rookies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Once Sean gets comfortable at his new job, he will play that drop for you. You'll have to recreate it.
Right. You're going to have to deal with this part of this. The Giants need to pass the pool cover test next year.
What's the pool cover test?
Not be eliminated by the time everybody's cover is on their pools in New York. Very simple test to pass. Shouldn't be hard to fail it.
And by the way, that's an eye test passing.
Yeah.
Because I know that's mostly, for most people, early October, maybe late September.
How about this? I'll switch it up. The Spirit Halloween test. Before every Spirit Halloween is closed in the tri-state area, they better not be eliminated.
No, first of all, the bar is so stupidly low. That's a jet bar.
That's a jet bar. We're the worst team in the last decade. We are the Jets.
But with the roster you have and the coach you're about to hire, I call it the Week 18 test. When we go to Week 18, we are going to want to work and not take vacations, because that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, how about we play on that Saturday doubleheader? Yeah.
Yes. Week 18's got to matter. That's my test.
I mean, it's a simple, meaningful December football.
Yes.
That's the test.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you playing meaningful games in December?
Are kids excited to open up a Camp Scatabou jersey on Christmas?
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah, you just brought up Spirit Halloween and putting covers on pools.
What kind of
loser are you?
By the way,
I'm Joe Shane. That's what kind of loser I am.
He used the wrong example because he keeps his pool open till November.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the end of October, but I digress. My pool cover test. By the way, I covered my pool the morning of the Denver game this year.
Wow. And that's really, truthfully, looking back at the death of a season, that's when the season went to hell.
Right? No doubt.
Because it felt like things were turning.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. If you're just tuning in, Joe B. will join us at 12 noon in this new time slot. That's, I guess, the equivalent of 4 o'clock when he used to join us. So you can set your clock. Joe B. coming up in about 45 minutes. Let's go to Michael in Bucks County. Good afternoon or good morning, Michael, depending on perspective.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm indifferent about keeping Joe Shane's GM. I do want to say the people that are kind of discounting Mara's diagnosis, and trying to split the situation to two different things in a vacuum, they're kind of wrong. The Giants are a family-run organization, and they always have been.
Yep.
That coupled with the fact that, to Tiki's point, they blew like 6 games with idiotic coaching decisions, it kind of made the outcome of this pretty predictable.
Yes.
So I just don't want to discount Mr. Mara's health, though. Excuse me. We saw at the end of the game yesterday, they gave him a game ball, and he doesn't look too good. So I'm just hoping for the best for him, and hoping for the best for the Giants and Shane in the future. And that's really all I got.
I appreciate you, Michael. And I know that John and the Mara family appreciate your thoughts and wishes. I send them as well, obviously, close to that family. And you hate to see somebody go through that. But he keeps going to work.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
He's not letting this rule his life, that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Do you think, like, I assume he'll be in every meeting, but one thing about Mr. Maris, he's a very hands-on owner when it comes to hiring
100%.
Is he going to be the final decider on who this next head coach is?
I would think so. Yes, him and Mr. Tisch, Steve Tisch. I think Steve was there yesterday as well at the game. I didn't see him, but I saw Jamie. I saw his wife at the game. So I know that they were both there yesterday. And so it's, look, this means something right now.
Of course.
Because this is you don't want to say it's the last opportunity, but it's an opportunity for John to get this right. And so this is a serious process. And so to restart and bring in a different general manager that you don't really know, does that make sense?
It's a good question. I want to give you a good answer.
Now you've known Joe for 5 years, four years.
Yeah, I'm mixed about it because I understand the point.
He's changed the scouting department. He's revolutionized it in so many ways.
Suck.
I know.
Like, that's my trump card to everything you're saying, which is a good point.
I agree with you. But to me, I can look at, almost every game, I can point to a ridiculous athlete, meaning player error, or a stupid-ass coaching decision.
You're not wrong.
And if you go, look at the first Dallas game. The first Dallas game was unbelievable. We were like, oh, yes, we got it. Russell Wilson has got that it, right? And then he gets into the overtime. The defense, who couldn't stop a nosebleed for the entire game, get two stops in overtime. And Russell Wilson screws it up, right? And then we talked about the Denver and the coaching decision. Hell, think about what was the last game where Mike Kafka went for it on fourth and was that the Raiders? I forget who it was. No, it wasn't the Raiders. It was the game they lost.
The Bear game?
I can't remember. He went for it on fourth and five.
Oh, it was the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings. Yeah. Like fourth and five inside the 10-yard line.
The season's now a blur,
by the way. Play call on third down to set up fourth and five was worse.
God, it's just so bad.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not Joe Shane. It's most of the season has been ridiculous play calling defensively, offensively, and just underperforming from some of these athletes. They're not their best selves, right? If you get the best selves of all of our athletes, as including guys like Dexter Lawrence and I don't know, Jermaine Illuminor and Tyrone Tracy, then this team is not four wins at the end of the season. I mean, they maybe have eight.
It's a different season.
It's a completely different season. And it feels different.
But the other thing, though, and this is the fun and frustrating part about alternate history, and we opened the show talking about if the Jets had kept Aaron Rodgers, so many things would be different. If they don't blow the Denver game, Brian Daboll doesn't get fired.
No, you're right.
There's a really good chance he finishes the season as head coach.
Right, because they would have won 3 of 4.
Let's go to Anthony in Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on, Evan, in the midday, where it should be. Okay. I don't understand why everyone can't see it the way you see it, Tiki. I feel like it's so logical and so obvious. This team and is so much better talent-wise, and the coaches could not get the best out of them. They put them in the wrong situations all season, from game 1 to game 18. And it's just, it's so frustrating to hear it, and you're talking about people wanting to change the GM, and if you were like, you can't re-overdo that. You brought in a good group of players. You're going to bring in a new GM. What if he sees that in a different lens, and then he wants to get rid of some of them?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. I know people are frustrated. I'm just as frustrated as the next Giant fan, but at the end of the day, the stability and the foundation of what they're trying to build, yes, it's not been great, but listen, they made the playoffs the first year, had some bad things. We all knew Daniel Jones was, and this year was a coaching disaster. So at the end of the day, they need, as Slayton said it, a Coughlin-esque coach to bring the best.
By the way, and thank you for the call. That was a very interesting comment by Darius Slayton. If you missed it, Darius Slayton said earlier this morning that he advises the Giants to hire a Coughlin-like head coach.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting. Not that I disagree with him. It was just for Darius Slayton, who did not play for Tom Coughlin, to just bring up Tom Coughlin.
Right.
Was he just pandering to Giant fans?
Right.
Let me name the last good coach the team had.
He's also the last guy I want to hear from on who the next head coach should be, quite frank.
Played well yesterday, Sean.
Of course. No, like he did last year versus the Colts. Every time you don't need him, he's Jerry Rice. It's unbelievable.
He made a good block on the Daniel Bellinger touchdown.
He did. What a play
that
was.
He got in the way.
Let's go to Larry on Long Island. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you? Thank you very much for taking my call.
Pleasure, Larry.
So in my view, Aaron Glenn needs to be replaced. And I'll tell you a different take. ecstatic about. So Dante Moore, in my view, will not be coming out of school if Aaron Glenn is still the head coach of the Jets, because the Jets are where quarterbacks go to die. He's had a chance to kind of work with Justin Fields. That failed. The Jets failed with Zach Wilson, with Sam Darnold. Essentially, what we're saying is that this year, the players, coaches, everybody has seen this massive delta between a creative, offensive-minded coach that could actually like help a quarterback become great. And Aaron Glenn has shown nothing of that. So if you're actually looking at the first two, okay, Mendoza, Dante Moore, maybe Mendoza had to come out, but why would Dante Moore come out just to go to the Jets?
Why would Dante Moore come out, though, if they're now firing a coach after 1 year and hiring God knows who?
Right.
The resume you just laid out about Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson was prior to Aaron Glenn. So your whole point about this is the place where quarterbacks go to die, that's not simply going to change because you just fired Aaron Glenn.
No, I think it's less about Aaron Glenn in this case, even though he's on the right path. It's more about who the offensive coach is, who's the coordinator. Half watching because I was doing the post game, the early part of that Jets game yesterday, and I only started paying attention because I saw the stat line from Brady Cook where he was 1 of 6 for 2 yards.
Did you watch him too? It was unbelievably
horrific. Obviously, I went back and watched it. And so,
how about that fourth down?
In real time, when I was looking at it, I was like, man, didn't I see this before? And then I remember going back and looking at with Justin Fields' game where he was like 2 of 11 for 8 yards or something like that in the first half of games. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, these quarterbacks stink. But isn't this on the coordinator? Right? Isn't this on Tanner Engstrand? How can you not scheme something that's easy to complete and get 5 yards, 12 yards, 20 yards? I'm not talking about in the first series or two or quarter. This was at halftime, right? He had 11 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
That's less than player incompetence. So there's a lot that needs to happen with the Jets. It might be firing Aaron Glenn, but I think there's a lot of recalculating that needs to happen with this team.
More of your calls coming up, but first, I guess we have more breaking news.
Yeah, how about this? This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. The Raiders have fired coach Pete Carroll. Carroll signed a 3-year deal 1 year ago, last 1 year, and gets a 60-yard field goal that could have, had the Giants lost, screwed the Raiders out of the first pick, but it didn't. Pete Carroll gives the Raiders the first pick, and he is out after 1 year.
Brian Flores, Brian Daboll, Raheem Moore.
That would be quite a crew.
That's a great trio.
That would be a crew. So far on this Black Monday, coaches that are being fired were at least heavily speculated to be fired.
Yes.
Pete Carroll, and I think the report came out yesterday, was likely to go. He is now officially gone. Kevin Stefanski was rumored to go. He is officially gone. Raheem Morris got fired last night.
Yep.
So that was prior to today. So far, we haven't had the stunner yet. We've had a lot that we've expected when it comes to head coaches being fired. And speaking of head coaches, we'll come back with more of your calls, 888-808-1019. There is a name that was brought up the other day. I had never heard this name. You've never heard this name. He's a huge name who will be talked about as a head coach. And I'm very curious how Giant fans would take this shocking hire. We'll find out who that guy is coming up. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.